Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of October 22nd, 2022. My name is Donnie and I'm your phenologist for this week. November is known as the month of the Dira and the ice-forming moon. On Wednesday, November 2nd, Owen noted that it hit a high of 70 degrees in the French River in Duluth Township. On November 3rd, Lila noticed that the sun hadn't even risen yet at 7:30 a.m. On November 3rd, Rio noticed it was really 57 degrees when they were outside for language arts at 9:30 a.m. It has been unseasonably warm this week. During this time last year, we had snow on the ground. On Friday morning the 4th, the temperature was 38 degrees. Cooler temperatures are predicted to be on the way. Daxton noticed that all the leaves had fallen off the trees in our school forest. On November 1st, Laura noticed a lot of cattail fluff on our school soccer field. Gina and Dominic noticed that the grass is turning green again from the warm weather. Lindsay noticed that a lot of trees are dying, but realized that they just lost all their leaves. Rio has been seeing deer around Condon and Glenwood Street, enjoying the warmer temperatures and finding grass to eat. As deer hunting season is soon upon us, be sure to be safe in the woods and wear blaze orange. Cale noticed an owl in a tree across his road on November 1st. Kiana noticed that during the day there is less bird activity in our school forest. Mr. Dim, our school custodian, continues to have juncos, redpolls, blue jays, hairy, downy, and pileated woodpeckers feeding at his house. He also has spotted a rooster pheasant and several partridge and wild turkeys near his home. When they were outside for language arts, Ms. Rolfe's class noticed many insects, even though we had a couple below freezing temperatures recently. They too are enjoying the unseasonably warm temperatures. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.